This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How are you, Jan?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm most well, and I'm going to be even better after you've told me what's happening in the world of tech.
Well, I do hope so. So first up, we've got an interesting story from the Facebook camp. They have said that they're going to be finally rolling out protected chat backups to WhatsApp. It's been one glaring security feature that WhatsApp does not have, one big weakness. Most folks probably don't even know about this. You just kind of, don't worry about the encryption on your messages. But WhatsApp's actually rolled out end-to-end encryption on its platform. But if you back up your chats using the cloud backup feature on WhatsApp, on Android or iOS, it gets stored in that phone's relevant cloud service. So on Android, it'll go to the Google Cloud. On iOS, it'll go to the Apple Cloud or iCloud. And those chat backups are not necessarily encrypted. WhatsApp says, they don't vouch for the security at Apple or Google at all. Okay. They could very well have the passwords to those backups and then may provide them to law enforcement if they are subpoenaed to that effect. And so now WhatsApp is rolling out, at least on Android, a encrypted chat backup for your messages, so you'll be able to set a password for your backup. Now the challenge, of course, becomes that if you forget that password, you might not be able to restore your backed up chat if you ever move to a new phone. That's always a trade-off between security and convenience, right?
Absolutely. What else you got for us, Jan?
Netflix, a couple of things out of Netflix and MultiChoice. Let's talk about what I think is the most interesting story. So FNB has revealed that the amount of money that South Africans are spending on media services, media streaming services, has increased in the past year. A doubling, 110% year-on-year growth on Netflix, 45% growth on Showmax, 231% on Spotify. The reason this is interesting is because none of these services really report their user numbers on a granular level. So whenever I go to Netflix and I'm like, hey, how many subscribers have you got in South Africa? They give me a whole song and dance about how they can't tell me. But the bottom line is they don't report that information on a country-by-country basis. Now, this data from FNB gives us some idea, at least not of the raw numbers, but of the serious growth platforms, especially like Netflix and Spotify, are seeing in South Africa. Spotify, 231%. That's incredible. And Netflix, 110%. I'd be definitely interested to see how YouTube Premium and Google Music are doing in South Africa as well. But it shows that South Africans are adopting Netflix. It shows possibly one of two things, that a lot of South Africans have adopted Netflix in the past year, or that people have upgraded their Netflix subscriptions from, the lower tier to a higher tier. And that in itself would be interesting. So, but still quite interesting to see that South Africans are spending more on streaming services. And when you couple that with the decline in DStv premium subscriptions that we've been seeing, it kind of makes sense.
Not surprising, is it? I mean, not surprising at all. Exactly. Nathan has got hold of us and he says, hi team, should I buy a 24-month data contract, 10 gigabytes for day, 20 gigabytes at night per month for 150 rand? In your opinion, is that a good deal?
It sounds like a good deal if you don't mind contracts. I hate data contracts with a passion because it depends on which network you're on. So if you happen to have good coverage with that network now, that's not guaranteed that you'll have good coverage with that network for the next 2 years. And it doesn't matter whether you're dealing with Vodacom, MTN, Cell C or Telkom. I know Cell C and Telkom have bad reputations when it comes to coverage, but coverage changes over time. And if you lock yourself into a contract, or Rain is infamous, for the degradation in service as more people sign up to the network. And so, it sounds like a good deal.
So how do you do it then? Do you do pay as you go?
I'm on a month-to-month contract, actually. Your contracts give you a level of security that prepaid doesn't. Plus, I bought my phone, and contract was a very cheap way to finance a phone. It was basically a 0% loan. I was on contract for those 24 months, but now I'm not. And so it doesn't mean never go on contract. It's go on contract with your eyes open, is all I'm saying.
Jan, that is a fascinating piece of information, because most of us on contract never applied our minds to that at all. We just thought we're getting the best bang for buck and like buying bulk almost.
Yeah, and you know, when you're buying a phone, I think different factors come into it, like emotional decision making around the new phone and that sort of thing. And that's actually fine. You know, like if you do pay for the latest technology as much as you do for the service that you're getting from the network. And you know, if you've been with the network for a while, you kind of have an expectation or a historical experience with them that you can base your decision on. But when you're specifically buying a data contract, just my advice to people is always, if the network in question has a prepaid option available, go get a SIM. Often you can get the SIMs for free. Yes. Install it into a router. Check out what it, you know, buy like a little bit of data and see what the speeds are like at your house or wherever you're going to install it at the office.
Yes.
And then decide whether you're going to go for that network.
Jan Vermeulen, wow, wasn't expecting that. What a useful piece of information to all of us who just sort of went into this with our eyes closed, assuming we were getting a good deal. Thank you so much, Jan. That is where we're going to leave it. Really enjoyed that today. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Have a great afternoon.